Proverbs 15:6 says, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble." The reference to the house of the righteous isn't just speaking of the home that a believer lives in, but in what we might also refer to as a clan, spelled with a C, or as used by royalty when we read about the English, for example, the House of Tudor or the House of Windsor. If you visit the official website of the royal family, now under King Charles III and formerly under Queen Elizabeth II, who ruled from February 6, 1952 until her death September 8th of 2022, the address www.royal.uk with a / house-windsor spelled W-I-N-D-S-O-R, and you see the use of the phrase "the house of" in this manner on that webpage. It says, quote, "The House of Windsor came into being in 1917 when the name was adopted as the British royal family's official name by a proclamation of King George V, replacing the historic name of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. It remains the family name of the current royal family," end quote. But if you do a little reading, you'll find that things are a bit convoluted. The change of the name to Windsor had something to do with the German relations to the English royal family during World War I, and the fact that Kaiser Wilhelm, the bad guy, was King George V's first cousin. And from there, it gets even more involved, so we'll stop there. But getting back to our proverb, we recognize that those who belong to the house of the righteous are only in that house because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So the house of the righteous could also be known as the house of Messiah, or the house of Jesus Christ. That certainly simplifies matters on a spiritual level. And in the house of the righteous who are saved and following the commandments of Jesus Christ, there is much treasure. And much of that treasure remains to be seen and experienced once this life is over. But it's important to note that when we look at the house of Messiah and the house of the righteous, on a human level, it got messy. As messy as the House of Windsor at times. Think of how it appears that Abel would have produced the line of Messiah, but he was murdered by his brother Cain. So the messianic line then continued with Seth up to Noah, and then through Shem, and on through his line to Abraham. Abraham and Sarah's impatience led them to produce a son through the surrogacy of an Egyptian named Hagar. But God overruled Ishmael and brought Isaac through Sarah, and then Isaac brought forth Jacob and Esau. And at this point, Esau was to carry on the messianic line, but he was a man of the flesh and sold the birthright to Jacob for a mess of pottage. And then Jacob tricked his father Isaac into blessing him with the Genesis 12 blessing of Abraham. So the messianic line continued through Jacob, because in spite of all the trickery and deception by Jacob, it was God's will that Jacob become the man known as Israel, who then brought 12 sons into the world who became the 12 tribes of Israel. At that point, God pointed out Judah as the tribe of the Messiah, and the Messiah became known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We don't have time to detail all the shenanigans and the intrigue and sin and restoration, the banishments, etc., not to mention the Canaanite Rahab and the Moabitess Ruth and other non-Jews who were grafted into the house of Messiah and are in the house of the righteous. But beyond man's mistakes and sins, God has provided for the salvation of the whole world by the shed blood and death of Messiah Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, who then rose from the dead after 3 days, conquering sin and death. The house of the righteous is blessed with eternal life and an eternal inheritance that includes treasures that the House of Windsor and all other earthly clans and houses can never even dream of. 1 Peter 1:3-5 explains, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time."